Arizona Sports. Burns and Gambo talk with the decision maker from the Coyotes front office. Brought to you by Midwestern University Clinics in Glendale. Faculty and graduate student-led comprehensive health care. Visit MWUclinics.com to schedule an appointment.
Our weekly visit with a member of the Coyotes front office here on the Burns and Gambo show. And given everything going on between the city of Tempe, the city of Phoenix, and the Coyotes, we thought it very appropriate to get the perspective of the Coyotes president and CEO, Javier Gutierrez, who joins us here on the Burns and Gambo show for our weekly visit with the Coyotes in their front office. Javier, welcome back to the show, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Always great to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me on.
I'd love to. Love to have you on, Javier. Let's talk about the vote that's coming up. We've been seeing a lot of things from Tempe wins. As a matter of fact, on our news station, you just had Mayor Woods reiterated his support of the project. Said gave the reasons why he's going to vote yes, why he voted yes before, why he's going to vote yes again. So we've talked about this before. Let's talk about it again. A lot of support behind this project right now.
Absolutely. Incredibly broad support. And you just mentioned Mayor Woods, who called this the best sports deal in the history of Arizona. That evening when we got 7-0 unanimous approval by the Tempe City Council. And now this is what you're seeing. You're seeing incredibly broad support from business leaders, from union leaders, from civic leaders, from nonprofits. The previous four mayors of Tempe have all come out in support of this. And so it is absolutely the right project, the right deal, and we're the right team to execute on it. And we just want Tempe voters to vote yes on propositions 301, 302, and 303. And you're going to bring jobs. We're going to bring revenue. We're going to clean up a city-owned landfill and environmental hazards. And Tempe taxpayers aren't going to pay for it. And that's why Mayor Woods has voted for it previously and will continue to vote for it. And we're excited to get that message out and see the support from the Tempe community.
All right, Javier, obviously the news, if you will, regarding this vote upcoming is the lawsuit, the kind of dueling lawsuits that we've seen now over the last week or so. We had you on last week to talk about the lawsuit from the city of Phoenix suing Tempe for the development. The Coyotes and your kind of development arm, if you will, the development firm Bluebird Development, announced a $2.3 billion claim against the city of Phoenix. Tell me what kind of was the motivation for doing that and doing that now? What was the reason why, Javier?
Well, listen, we took their word for it. We saw their CEO, Sky Harbor, get out in front of that public hearing before the Tempe City Council and say, we are no longer going to oppose this project. And they actually made further public statements around that. And we believe them. And now they're reneging on their word. And obviously what you saw previously was a lawsuit between Phoenix suing Tempe for restricting future residential development and asking Tempe to agree to all of the expansion efforts in the airport, even though the details haven't been laid out yet. And if not, they want the Tempe City Council to undo a zoning decision that impacts our project. And we just weren't going to stand for Tempe yet again getting bullied by Phoenix. We stand with the city of Tempe. We stand with the voters of Tempe to push back. You saw this before. You saw this when the Cardinals wanted to stay here in Tempe. And this is Sky Harbor and the city of Phoenix just bullying Tempe again. And we're just not going to stand for that. So even if you do not care about the arena, the Tempe Entertainment District, we know that Tempe and Tempe residents do not want to be bullied by Phoenix. And we just couldn't stand by. And we sued and we put in rather a notice of claim to enter the lawsuit. And we believe the damages are the entitlement value of the entire project at $2.3 billion. We've asked the judge to dismiss the original lawsuit between Phoenix and Tempe. And we're also asking for a bunch of communication between property owner taxpayers and business owners in that same proximity to the airport, but just in the Phoenix city limits, to understand exactly what was behind this. And I think Phoenix taxpayers need to ask, who authorized these lawsuits? Who is behind this, and what's their motivation?
Javier Gutierrez, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. The ballots go out in a matter of days. The vote is in May 16th. Not a lawyer here, but I can only imagine that it's going to be some while before these dueling lawsuits can be resolved. So what is your hope for these lawsuits as it relates to the vote, in terms of how it impacts the vote, if at all? Because it seems unlikely legal resolution would come before the votes are due, correct?
Absolutely. Well, let's be very clear. These lawsuits are not going to stop this vote. This vote is going to happen. We're asking, again, voters to say yes on Propositions 301, 302, and 303, voters of Tempe. So the vote is going to continue. It's going to be a mail-in special election. Ballots are going to be mailed out to Tempe registered voters on April 19th, and you have to have them back in to the county recorder's office by May 16th. And so that's going to happen. But in addition, and this has been our position, we already have the approval of the Tempe Council for our development agreement, for our zoning, and for our entitlements. And once voters approve to ratify that approval, you can't just take that contract away from us. And the city of Phoenix and Sky Harbor, they know that. They know that a judge is not going to be able to undo it. That's called a taking. And the approval has already been made. And once the voters have their say, it'll ratify that. So for us, that's why we've asked the judge to dismiss that lawsuit between Phoenix and Tempe. And we're moving forward. It's not going to stop the vote. It's not going to stop our project. And all we're asking for now is, again, Tempe voters to say yes to Propositions 301, 302, and 303.
Yeah, I've read all the information on the lawsuit, Javier. I'm curious, what do you think the motivations are for Phoenix? We've read about the noise and certain amount of people that would be living in like a residential type area with the noise, but what other motivations do you think Phoenix has to stop this project?
You know, it's political leverage on the city of Tempe, and it's a distraction. They want to distract from the actual, you know, possibility that Tempe is going to have this landmark there. We are now going to build the first privately funded sports and entertainment district in the history of Arizona. And unlike any of the venues that sit in the city limits of Phoenix, any of the entertainment and sports venues, those were paid by taxpayers. Those were renovated by taxpayer dollars, and those venues never pay property taxes ever in perpetuity to the city of Phoenix and to the other municipalities. And I think they want to distract from that. And, you know, there have been talks that perhaps there are also business owners of some of those venues that also do not want the competition that this landmark, because it's not just a sports arena. You're talking about hotels. You're talking about live events venue. You're talking about a practice facility that'll be a community ice rink. You're talking about an entire paseo, fine dining and fine shopping, which, by the way, this valley needs and deserves. It's the fifth largest city in America. It's the fastest growing county in America. So it absolutely merits being here. And we're happy to put our money where our mouth is to make it happen. And maybe that's why the city of Phoenix does not want to see that happen.
All right. Well, obviously a lot of moving parts with this one, but at the end of the day, the ballots go out very soon. The election is coming up on May 16th. Javier, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on to talk about the lawsuit a little bit. We will talk to you very, very soon, all right?
Burns Gambo, always great to talk to you guys. Thanks so much.